Once a month on Ozarks, we select a topic, almost any topic, and find an expert who can tell us three more things about that subject. For May, a time when many young people are considering the next step in their lives, we decided to find out more about the Peace Corps. The Peace Corps can trace its beginning to an impromptu campaign speech made by candidate John F. Kennedy in Ann Arbor, Michigan. President Kennedy signed an executive order soon after his inauguration, establishing the Peace Corps. To find out three things about today's Peace Corps, we invited April Conway, the regional recruiter for this region, to come to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. April says the 27-month commitment can take a volunteer to any of 60 countries.
It's about a 9 to 12-month application process. We're currently undergoing some processes to streamline and shorten the application. But as of right now, yeah, 9 to 12 months. So usually we would request people to start applying their, you know, the end of their junior year or beginning of their senior year. And we would let them know where they would be going about 4 months before departure.
April says the first thing she wanted us to know about the Modern Peace Corps is that the experience to make a difference in somebody's life works both ways. The volunteers making a difference in their host country's residents' lives, and those residents of that country making a difference for the volunteers. And April says those volunteers can make a difference by signing up in one of six categories.
Agriculture, environment, education, health, community economic development, and youth and development. So people can fit into these six different sectors and go into communities and try to make a difference in that way. There's also a lot of benefits for volunteers while they're serving. They get a monthly stipend. There's no fee to serve. So that 27 months, you're in country working with the people, and you learn local language. So you're getting language skills along with cross-cultural skills, which make you very marketable when you come back to the United States and you're looking for a job, you know, maybe in international development, maybe working for a school in communities in the United States.
All right. If I decide toward the end of my junior year, this is something I really want to pursue, and I know that there are over 60 countries, how is it selected which country I will, you know, work with the Peace Corps in?
So a lot of different factors go into placing a volunteer. So your skill set is kind of that number one thing. We are in interested countries, countries that request Peace Corps volunteers. They're the ones that are saying, we want an agriculture volunteer. We want an education volunteer. So we're trying to match those skill sets to the people that are applying. So, you know, you if you have a background in tutoring English, you know, you could actually be going and teaching English abroad. So we work with, you know, those host countries to try to figure that out. You know, it also depends on when you can leave. You know, programs are open all year round, but, you know, a lot of countries only leave maybe once a year or twice a year. So you will be going with a training group. So a bunch of other volunteers are hopeful volunteers to train in the country of service. So it kind of depends on your timeline as well. You'll also have to undergo some medical and legal clearances. So some countries can only accommodate certain medical conditions. So we have to work within that parameters as well. So there's a lot of different things. It's a complicated thing. And sometimes people think that, you know, we're just randomly putting people in a place, you know, but we do try to meet the needs of those countries. We are working more towards giving applicants more choice. So there, you know, we definitely come into the interview to talk with your recruiter about where you want to go. But, you know, if you don't speak Spanish, probably not going to go to Latin America. So some of the countries want those Spanish skills. Some don't care if you have language background. They will teach you all of that in country.
Fact number two. While a common perception is that the Peace Corps is seeking fresh college graduates, and the Peace Corps does frequently visit campuses, a possible Peace Corps volunteer can have quite a bit of dust on their cap and gown.
Not just, you know, college graduates. We also want community members. We want people that have that life experience. So anywhere, our ages range from 20 years old up to about 80. We actually just had a volunteer that was in South Africa, and she finished her service working with HIV/AIDS awareness, and she was 80. She just turned 80. So we want people from different religious backgrounds, different ethnicities, different cultural, socioeconomic backgrounds. We want diversity in Peace Corps so that we can reflect the diversity of America abroad.
Okay, so let's take out of thin air a guy who's 50. Mm-hmm. How would that start? How would the process?
Well, 94% of our volunteers do have college degrees, so we would look at that kind of first, if he doesn't have a college degree and maybe he's managed a business for 5 years or more, we could place him into our community economic development sector. So we would want to see all of his background, where he's worked, where he's volunteered, where he's gone to school. And that's where we would basically kind of narrow down his options. And so I actually, you know, I've interviewed people that are 65, 70 years old, and they've gone to a variety of countries, Eastern Europe, you know, South Pacific. I've had somebody go to Cambodia recently that was over 50. So, you know, there's a lot of options for them, and we really like them having that life experience as well.
In 2011, the Corps launched an initiative designed to help control malaria in 24 African countries. Other volunteers are involved in improving farming practices, conservation efforts, and urban sanitation management. But April says, and this is the third piece of information she wanted to tell us, that potential volunteers with all kinds of experience are needed and wanted.
Definitely, yes. We get a lot of applicants with that type of background, you know, psychology majors, sociology, anthropology. We love them too. They can definitely apply. We would actually ask them to go out and gain some additional experience if they don't have any volunteer experience. So, you know, your major does count, but we also look at those extracurricular activities. So I would actually, you know, see if they've had some tutoring experience. They need a minimum of 30 hours of English literacy or writing tutoring experience to qualify for our English teaching program.
April Conway is the regional recruiter for the Peace Corps for this region. She came to KUAF last month to participate in our monthly series called Three Things. And if there's a subject you'd like to know more about, let us know by sending an email to ozarksatlarge@gmail.com. That's ozarksatlarge@gmail.com. Special thanks to Crystal Snow with the Peace Corps for her help here as well. Oh, and one more thing you should know about the Peace Corps. If you don't like cold weather, well.
Yeah, we get a lot of people that say that, actually. And the funny part is a lot of them end up in Eastern Europe where it's really cold.
Right.
I actually talked to a returned Peace Corps volunteer who served in Moldova. And she said her top priority when she came into the interview was, please don't place me anywhere cold. And then she went to Moldova. And she said it was one of the best things that's happened to her because she learned so much. But of course, you know, we try to work within those parameters. But say, you know, if you really want that warm place and you only have a specific skill set and we don't have any countries open in warm places that have, you know, that have those positions, then we would, you know, we would want to place you where you're needed. That's kind of our main goal, is to place you where you're needed. You know, and as much as we try to take those considerations, we ask volunteers to be flexible because you're going to need flexibility once you get to your host country. Things do not go as planned ever. So definitely having that helps.
This is Ozarks at Large.
She said she's gonna join the Peace Corps. She said she's gonna save the world. Oh yeah. And I believe her. I believe her. I believe.